Dear Daddy, I'm the boss, they say, since you went away. And what I'm supposed to do is break the news to you. February 22nd is the date. 6 pounds and 12 ounces is the weight. And Daddy, we're just all a whirl, cause it's a precious little girl. We found a name for our sweetheart. Martha Elaine and Muff for short. Ganny and Papa were right on hand. All of our friends have been just grand. Glad to say Mommy's well, and Dr. Siebel's did just swell. All that we're hoping now is maybe you'll be home soon to see our baby. But till you come, please don't forget that I'm the boss, so don't you fret. That's all for now, dear Dad. Know you're proud and glad. Love and kisses, your son Jeff. Scrawled by hand in the bubbly and backward script one traditionally associates with a young child, Jeff Ballon is notifying his father of the newest addition to the family. His father, Chaplain Sidney Ballon, was serving with the Army Air Force somewhere along the coast of North Africa in the latter days of World War II when he received this poem by V-mail dated 3 April 1945. A far cry from email, V-mail is short for victory mail, a type of correspondence used by soldiers and their families during World War II. Designed to cut down on the weight of mail and the possibility of espionage, more than 1 billion pieces of V-mail were exchanged between soldiers and their families between 1942 and 1945. Chaplain Ballin's long-distance notice of joy was also sent to rabbinic friends and colleagues participating in the war effort. One such copy is preserved in the papers of Rabbi Richard C. Hertz, 1917 to 1999, found at the American Jewish Archives. Ballon, Hertz, and their fellow Hebrew Union College ordinees made up more than half of all rabbis serving as chaplains during the war. Leaving their families and congregations, many of which could not or would not save their pulpits for their return, rabbis across America left home to serve America's fighting men abroad. More than half of America's rabbis volunteered for service, and 311 were accessioned as chaplains. Orthodox, conservative, and reform rabbis set aside their sometimes bitter disputes to mobilize on behalf of the war effort. Rabbis have served as military chaplains since 1861, attending to the religious and spiritual needs of Jews in the armed forces since the Civil War. World War II saw more Jewish men in uniform and more Jewish chaplains in uniform than any other conflict in history. Dispersed across the European and Pacific fronts, Jewish chaplains traveled to wherever Jewish soldiers were stationed. Leading Shabbat and holiday worship, counseling soldiers facing difficult times at home, and serving in many ways as the morale officer, chaplains played an integral role in the war effort. Stories exist of American soldiers huddled in underground caves inside Germany to hold Yom Kippur services, of chaplains baking their own matzah to honor the festival of Pesach, and of the challenges of procuring kosher wine for Shabbat Kiddush. Responding to Chaplain Richard Hertz's letter of congratulations, which can also be found in the American Jewish Archives, the proud father writes in a letter dated 10 April 1945, "After you are overseas and have babies at long distance, then you will have the right to gripe. But even with this right, I am not griping. I have been quite fortunate in my assignment. Casablanca and the rest of North Africa is definitely preferable to the Pacific. My territory and wanderings taken from French West Africa down through the Persian Gulf." In this spirit, rabbis continue to this day to serve as chaplains in all branches of the military. Whether in Korea, Germany, Afghanistan, or Iraq, Jewish chaplains can be found wherever Jewish men and women don a uniform in defense of their country.